You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, 97.1. Good to have you with us. We are in a confused state right now. Not quite certain I am with the people on something, Rico, as we begin a Monday night, is that my focus is for today. My focus is on Monday Night Football. My focus is on a must-win game for your Detroit Lions. Yes, the Tigers are in, but we did Euphoria Radio last week. And there is, in my mind, nothing to talk about today because we got to just go play the damn game. I'm not going to sit here and do a WPRE radio with it. I mean, here's my question, I guess. Look, I heard the morning show and middays, and I would love to hear from the people on this. But the Detroit Football Lions are the story in this town. They are a presumed Super Bowl team. We have Monday Night Football here. Mm-hmm. You have the Minnesota Vikings at 4-0. You have the Seattle Seahawks, whom you play tonight at 3-0. A loss to the Seahawks tonight would put you three back of them. Tiebreaker. I view that as like the thing I wanted to take the air and talk about. Because here's what I'm not interested in doing is that we did it all last week of, yeah. Golly gee, isn't it great with the Tigers that it's like, yeah. And we've been saying it for weeks. But yet, I feel like people still want to talk Tigers. So I'm open to both.
But see, I think what has happened, Mike, is when it comes to the Lions, the expectations is now, I wonder if it's wake me when the playoffs get here. We are a lock for the playoffs.
Excuse me?
I mean, how many people have said, hey, they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're winning the Super Bowl. It's just week four, Monday night. Tigers.
And you are one, you're a couple of plays away tonight from being 2-2 and way off the pace for home field advantage.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota Twins, let's say you split with them, that means you are, you guessed it, two games out, six games through. Look, I am fine if people want to rap about it, but there's nothing really to say today. Tomorrow's the day. I mean, the Tigers are going to Houston. Mm-hmm. Can they beat them? Yeah. But, like, what are we going to – you want to break down a Framber Valdez, Tarek Skubal game? I'm not doing it. No, I'm serious. Is that it's like, look, man, the Tigers are a movie. The Tigers are – it's a fantasy. So you just roll with it. And, like, I'll watch the game tomorrow and be ready to rock. They can do this.
Yeah.
And by the way, Skubal an underdog tomorrow, which is fascinating. You don't see that very often, if at all.
You don't, but I think it's just the pressure of – the playoffs and not knowing, you know, will that be sustainable, what the Tigers did to end the season? You saw you lost the series against the White Sox. I granted, it didn't matter, but still, you did.
Yeah, they spaced out the last 2 days, but you and I said it. I wasn't trying to manipulate matchups. I just played the damn games, try to win them, whether you played Baltimore or Houston. I told you, I considered both teams the same. And I'm just not into forecasting, well, when we win the first round. No, this is tomorrow, you know, day by day. Mm-hmm. But I would love to know from people, if you're out there, where the hell's your focus? Because I just, maybe I'm old school about it. I'm not passing up today thinking about tomorrow. And my football team, if I'm a Lions fan, we are on national TV tonight, mm-hmm. wearing those hideous helmets. I know I'm in the minority on that. I don't like these helmets. In a huge game. This is an NFC tilt. You don't have to respect Seattle. There's a lot of people who don't respect you. There's a lot of people who look at how you've played. You should have lost that opener. You should be a 1-2 football team. Look, I'm telling you what the discourse is in other places. You have injuries. They have injuries. Uh-huh. And again, what I don't do, you know, Doug was out here doing Dolly Parton radio all chesty about stuff. Here's reality. It's the National Football League. How'd it go for the Jets yesterday? Favored by a zillion. Oh, wait, they lost. How about the Steelers' impenetrable defense? Joe Flacco just busted their ass. You know, again, you just look around. I mean, it's the NFL. Yeah. These games are hard. They are one-possession games. Look, I hope you blow the doors off. I wouldn't mind not having to watch the fourth quarter, but I sure would love to hear where your focus is at as fans. If you're telling me, Mike, Tigers are a playoff game, the Lions are a regular season game, I think that's a little short-sighted.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It is the NFL. I mean, when you look at, my goodness, Bo Nix went out there and didn't throw for 100 yards and beat the Jets.
How'd it go for Buffalo last night?
Wow. First play of the game, Derrick Henry.
Oh, how'd it go for the Eagles yesterday? Shouldn't they have torn apart an injured Bucs team?
Yeah.
I can keep going. I can do this all day.
Well, here's the
point I'm making is I'm nervous about tonight. I'm not nervous with the Tigers.
No,
because
Mike,
I should be nervous about the Tigers?
No. You should be nervous about tonight because for the last last two years, I heard, oh, well, it's just Seattle and they're here. We're going to beat them. And you didn't. Okay, well, last year, oh, well, you know we're going to get our revenge. And you didn't. Now, I didn't really think about the point. You got to keep up with the Vikings because they're undefeated. But, yeah, this game with Seattle, what you don't want is Seattle to have the advantage for you.
Plus tiebreaker.
Because you want to play games at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, and guys, if you think that's too aggressive, if you think we're future casting and it's too early, that's fine. At the end of tonight, you're at the quarter pole. I don't think it's too early. And you're missing Frank Ragnow tonight, who's the best center in football. You're missing Brian Branch. Why do I think that's valuable? Because he's a nuclear warhead. He's a guy in the secondary that goes sideline to sideline. I think he takes away a lot of the stuff in the flats, takes away a lot of the screen game stuff. Without his presence there, I do think that's a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to know. Look, I'm not nervous with the Tigers because, again, it feels like house money. I said that to you 3-4 weeks ago, is that if they didn't make it, I wouldn't be upset based on they played really well and got focused and got something to build on. Getting in was always going to be a byproduct of the teams ahead of you careening off a cliff.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now, you're in. I don't have any pressure with the Tigers. I think the Tigers are dangerous because they're unburdened, Rico.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions have the weight of the world. And in order for them to deliver on the promise of being a Super Bowl team, look, I'll just say it straight away. If you're in Green Bay in the NFC title game, you're not winning it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you got to go to San Francisco or you got to go to Philly.
Or you got to go to Seattle.
You don't want Jared Goff in the cold in a playoff game. So the whole point is we started the season. We need to play here at Ford Field and give some of the best fans in the NFL three home games, or two if we do this right, two, and be here. Mm-hmm. So I put a ton of value on tonight's game. But I'm nervous about tonight, not nervous about the Tigers. And I do have a quiet confidence with them in the wild card round. You and I talked about it.
Yeah.
Three games set? Their kind of series.
It is. All you got to do is go out there, win game one with Scuba on the mound. Tigers are really house money because there was no expectation for this team to win. You just hope, worst case, they don't go out and embarrass themselves. But even if they do, you shrug your shoulder and say, hey, it was a hell of a ride.
There's nothing they could do that would make me upset, sad, disappointed, or anything. Honestly, it's a standing ovation for what they were able to pull off, which is a once-in-a-lifetime signed 1973 Mets comeback. Yeah. And they did it.
But, yeah, if you're a Lions fan, you need this game like oxygen because you're in a race. You're not just in a race with Minnesota. You're in a race with a lot of other teams. You said it, Mike. You don't want to have to go to Seattle and play a playoff game. You don't want to have to go to Philly. You don't want to go back to San Francisco. You want to go to Green right. Bay.
Bro, you didn't plan on being 2-2, did you?
No.
Just like you didn't plan on the Vikings being 4-0 and looking very legitimate, because the Vikings have done something that you really haven't done. They've gone on the road and won multiple games over quality opponents. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, it doesn't matter what we thought, past tense, of Sam Darnold. It's what we're watching right now, mm-hmm. including a top five defense. Mm-hmm. Look, man, if you disagree, it's cool. We can rap about it. But what I'm not going to do is sit here doing lefty-righty splits a day before a wild card game.
Yeah, and no T.J. Hockenson, by the way. And they're still winning. They don't have all their pieces.
True.
They're still finding ways to win. And you can't say – at least with Seattle, you could say they play three bad quarterbacks. Maybe that's why you're not feeling it because, okay, look at the teams there. Minnesota – yeah, Minnesota has played some teams.
Yeah.
And they own tiebreakers right now.
So just tell me, what are you more invested in? What are you more nervous about? Tigers or Lions? And you can sell me this pen. Because I'm telling you openly, I'm focused on the Lions. I'm stressed out about the Lions. I don't have a care in the world about the Tigers. It's a bonus. It is unthinkable. I mean, it's almost like hitting the lottery and then stressing about the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, you hit the lottery.
You got enough to pay the taxes.
Right. Like, they're going to play tomorrow, and they absolutely have a shot against the Astros. There's no qualms about it. I mean, of course, does it concern me the Astros are going to put two lefties out there in a playoff series and try to compromise Kerry Carpenter, mm-hmm. Parker Meadows, and Riley Green? Of course. But, hey, newsflash, Yordan Alvarez isn't totally healthy. He's doing batting practice. He, quote, might be able to help out this series. It's one of the best hitters in the game who's not healthy. So, look, for me, it's all about the Lions. If I'm off base, let's find out to start. If people want to do Tigers radio today, we can. But I was very surprised at the people and the approach of our station being almost a 50-50 split when I look at it as, man, to hell with that. It's Monday Night Football.
I think a lot of this, Mike, is because it – you have a lot. The Lions have never been in this situation before. You believe, not you, but people believe, oh, this team's going to win, and week four isn't that big of a deal. And I'm going to tell you.
It is.
It is. Because it's games. It's these types of games. Once again, all you got to do is go back to last year.
Hey, guys.
Losing
also,
to Seattle last year may be a reason why you didn't play the championship game at Ford Field.
Also, newsflash, you will be 0-2 against playoff teams. And you've already given a game away against the Bucs. Do you want to feel like you gave away another home game? You only get 8 of these games, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you want to be 0-2? Against playoff teams? Look, beating the Rams doesn't mean anything. Rams are terrible. Beating the Cardinals, clearly, after a rookie quarterback went down and sliced and diced them.
Ooh.
Here's the reality. You'd be 0-2 against quality teams. You'd be 2-2 on the season. And 2 games back at the Vikes, 3 games back at the Seahawks. That's my focus versus Danny Glover and the Angels in the outfield Tigers, where tomorrow is a bonus, man. It's a bonus. I don't care if you're Clark Griswold and it turns into the Jelly of the Month Club. It's, I don't know, better than nothing. I'm excited about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous about today. And I guess that was the tenor we wanted to start the show with. Now, programming note, 5 o'clock. Smarmajan Cheese will join us, or I guess we will join him. Lions pregame will start. I've already done one podcast with Jim. His attitude's terrible today. That should be exciting.
Oh, really?
He is in an unbelievably peacocky, smarmy mood. Maybe it was his 3:30 a.m. wake-up call. Hopefully he got his little nap in, and he'll be more amenable to good times tonight.
Yeah, he was very complimentary towards me this morning. I was like, okay. He's like, way to go. Way to pick all those picks and the prop
bets. That's nice. I didn't get that. That wasn't on the menu for me today when we did cash the ticket. That's okay. 248-539-9797. Let me hear it. What are you more invested in? What are you more nervous about? Tigers, Lions. And you tell me, hey, you carried a show where you guys want to carry it. Rico, could I do a dramatic reading of your read? This is some electric copy here.
Go for it.
From our very first breath. All right. I feel like John Facenda should be doing this live.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.